Is Jesus really the only way to God? It is the most offensive sentence in the New Testament, and Jesus is the one who says it. Let's read it ourselves. The most intolerant sentence ever spoken. Here is a line that gets people fired from dinner parties. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Plenty of teachers say a way. Jesus says the way. That's not a vibe, it's a claim. So, let's not argue about it. Let's read it. John 14 verse 6. Jesus does not say he points to the road. He says he is the road to the Father. The way is more solid than it sounds in English. In English, way feels soft. A way of life. A way of thinking. A mood you can swap out. The Greek underneath is not soft at all. Greek, hodos. A road, a path, an actual route. English, way, can drift into philosophy. Hodos is a physical road you walk on, concrete, not a vibe. So when Jesus says, I am the way, picture a road, not a mood board. A road gets you somewhere specific. You either walk it or you don't. That reframes the whole verse. Jesus isn't offering one flavor of spirituality. He's saying he is the route home. It's not a one-off line. If John 14 verse 6 stood alone, you could call it a quirk. It doesn't stand alone. Peter, on trial, doubles down in front of the people who could have him killed for it. Acts 4 verse 12. No other name under heaven, said under maximum pressure, when softening it would have been the safe move. Paul says the same thing from a totally different angle, the math of how God and humans get connected. 1 Timothy 2 verse 5. One God. One mediator. Not a panel of options, a single bridge. The man Christ Jesus. Different authors. Different rooms. Different decades. Same load-bearing claim. That repetition is worth noticing. Scripture keeps returning to it on purpose. Different authors, different decades, same claim. That's not an accident. That's a witness. Only Son, and what only is really doing. John 3 verse 16 is the verse on the stadium signs. His only Son. But only in English can sound like a headcount, as if the point were quantity. The Greek is doing something richer. Greek, monogenes. One and only, unique, one of a kind. Not only begotten, as if Jesus were made or created. It means one of a kind, in a class by himself. So John 3 verse 16 isn't saying God had one kid. It's saying the Son is unique, unrepeatable, not one option among many. Which is exactly why the way through him would be unique too. See how the original language keeps you honest? Read fast in English and you miss it. Slow down and the verse gets sharper. The honest edge. What about those who never heard? Here's where sincere Christians lean in close, not because the center wobbles, but because they love people who've never had a Bible put in their hands. The question is real. If Jesus is the road, what about the person born somewhere his name never reached? Scripture doesn't dodge it. Paul says something about the human conscience that's worth sitting with. Romans 2 verses 14 to 16. People without the written law can still have God's law written on their hearts. God judges justly, and he sees what we can't. Christians who hold the whole Bible together still discuss how this works. Two readings you'll actually hear. Exclusivism. Salvation comes only through conscious faith in Christ. God remains perfectly just and merciful toward those who never heard, in ways he has not fully spelled out to us. Inclusivism. Salvation is still only through Christ's work, never another road, but some hold God may apply it to those who genuinely sought him without ever hearing the name. Same bridge, debated reach. Notice what both camps share. Nobody is proposing a second road. The debate is about the mercy and reach of the one road, not whether there's an alternative to it. That's the part Scripture states plainly and repeatedly. The edge case is where humble people say, God is just. I'll trust him with what he hasn't told me. So where does that leave you? Lay the verses side by side. John 14 verse 6. Acts 4 verse 12. 1 Timothy 2 verse 5. John 3 verse 16. One road, one name, one mediator, one unique son. The weight of the witness leans hard in one direction, and it leans that way again and again, from different writers under different pressures. That's not loving Bible telling you what to think. That's just what's on the page when you stop skimming. You've now seen the words, the Greek under them, and the honest question Christians wrestle at the edges. The pen is yours. Examine for yourself. Don't take our word for it. Open the book. Read John 14, Acts 4, and Romans 2 in full, pray over them, and bring your questions to your local church. The Bereans checked Paul against the scriptures daily. Acts 17 verse 11, you're allowed to do the same.